Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening out there, and welcome to Spirit Therapy with Nicole. Let's start with a little bit of this. That is Feist, I Feel It All. And I thought that was perfect for right now and tonight because, oh boy, there is a lot going on. We always talk about planetary stuff, at least in my circles and the different shows here on Here Be Monsters. But boy, this is a badoozy. In a good way, hallelujah. I mean, last year we had all these difficult, I don't know if they were trines, but I want to call them trines. I don't always remember these technical words, but this one is chock full of everything you could ever want and way more. So welcome. I hope you all had a lovely Easter and Passover and anything that you celebrate this past weekend. The energy since the lunar eclipse on the 14th, I found, hi Gia, nice to see you, my fan. we had this lunar eclipse, and then since then, the energy I found has been much easier, at least happier, and a little more go than the last couple weeks. That lunar eclipse was really, you know, it was like sit down, shut up, or cry your eyes out, or maybe some of you got into arguments or people pissed you off or whatever, but you could just punch in every direction and hit something. So, yeah, after that, it's great how the universe gives us these things to bring up the stuff that maybe we don't want to look at, and then always when we need it, there's a reprieve, something that's a little more easy to float with. So that's what this weekend felt like to me. I didn't know if I should go home with the family or stick around, and I asked our resident psychic Diane if I should go, and she, without hesitation, was like, absolutely. So I listen to her because she knows she's good. She knows what she does. And so I was like, all right, that's the go sign. And boy, was I glad that I listened to it, because the train ride down couldn't have been more seamless. When I left, I was like, I got to get in a cab right now so I have time to get something to eat. Walked out of the house, two steps, and there's a cab at the corner looking down the street to see if somebody needed a cab. So I waved him. He came over. I was like, wow, perfect timing. And I thought, all right, let's see. After last week talking about, you know, if you want to focus on something and you want it to happen, then focus on it with no attachment to the outcome. So I was like, I want to get there at 2:30. And I was like, 2:30, it's 2:15. We're going to have perfect traffic. And I was like, all right, well, whatever, but that's what I would like. And what time did I get there? Literally, we're pulling up. It's 2:27. We got one more block. So 2:30, boom, got something to eat. And then boom,
My train is boarding. Oh, where is it? Oh, right here, right where I'm standing at this gate. Walked in, got a seat, wasn't in the quiet car, which a lot of times I find is not quiet, which pisses me off. I'm like the quiet car police. Went into the car. It wasn't the quiet car, but it was the quietest car I've ever been in. It was great. A little bit of computer typing, a little bit of chewing, and that was it. And then walked home. I mean, I might as well have crossed the street to get to Philadelphia. So amazing. Went shopping, found all kinds of things, had a great time with the family. Not without its crisis. You know, there's some things happening in our family that, you know, some people deciding to move away from relationships they've been in. And so, but the family rallied around, everybody did what they needed to do. And it was a great release, really. There was a lot of happiness felt even in this time of crisis, which I like to think of it as, you know, the pathos, the Greek crisis, as time for new birth. And birth is always a little, can be violent, really. You know, those, I've heard those labor pains are like nothing you've ever felt. I'm sure Gia would agree with that. I know she's got a lovely son. So, the rebirth. And that's what we've been going through here, is this rebirth, coming into something completely new that we've never seen before, and the universe is lining us up for it. So coming up, we have this big grand cardinal grand cross, which is the 23rd, 24th of April. And what is that? The cardinal, it's all the cardinal signs. That's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, one in each element. And they're all making this exact, I've seen either 13 degrees or 14 degrees. Tom says 14, and then another one said 13, but whatever. They're all 13 degrees within each other. And with all these major planets, Pluto, Uranus, Jupiter, and Mars. So that's coming up, and what does that mean? I'm going to play 4 minutes of Tom Lesher when I take my break from talking. But what is that Grand Cross all about? Well, it's the opening up of everything. It's a new energy coming in for all of us. It's a breakdown of the systems and of control. We talked about this last week, but just to give a little recap. And, of course, Aries wants its way, and Libra wants its balance, and Cancer feels things. And so I'm sure you feel it, whether you know anything about these things or not. I find the more that I understand it from the astrological perspective, the more I can understand the energy. And I just realized that three of my signs, my moon, sun, and rising, are three of the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, and Libra. And one thing I don't have a lot of is Earth, but I do have a lot of Earth people around me. So I think that's interesting to look at as to what you have in your chart and what you, who you hang out with and what kind of balance that gives you. And also, are you any one of those signs? Because, you know, if that is your signature, it's going to affect you in your own special way. So, and then if you identify with certain planets or you have certain planets prominent, you know, depending on how you understand these things, for instance, Mars, I feel very connected to Mars. So Mars in Libra, I mean, I am an Aries, makes sense, but that Mars feeling is, you know, it's exactly what you would think it would be. You know, it's aggressive. It just wants to know what's up. Focus, you know, which it keep my focus. Go do. So, yeah. So, Gia says she's pure air Gemini on the edge of everyone. Everyone, you mean every planet? You're skirting on the side. Some blessing. Oh, that's funny. Pure air. Amazing. So this time must be so interesting for you because air signs, you know, you guys are all about thinking and the esoteric and the unseen and the talking or not talking, listening, air coming in and out. So depending on what else you have in your chart, you know, if you don't have earth or you don't have fire, you know, I don't think that anyone is out of balance. I don't think it's that we have to look for balance in other people or any of those things. I think these are just charts to help you to understand more about who you are on a soul level and what you came in on, what's your marker for what you came in on. Tom actually talked about that, about everyone's birth chart is a need that needed to be fulfilled, needed to be filled in the universe. That's why anyone is born. So, because the universe doesn't tolerate a void. If there's a void, it fills it with something. So with every birth, there's a new soul. There's a new need for this exact person with this exact alignment in this exact place. You know, no mistakes. It's really great. So, you know, not as a guest. We're talking about, I see we have a couple more guests in the chat room. We're talking about the Grand Cross and how it affects us, depending also on what our signs are and what's in our chart. And so a time like this where it's all about balance and it's very strong energies and it's very new, you know, air can either go with it or try to blow against it. You know, we have all these different ways and options to go with it. So yeah, and then we have a solar eclipse coming on the 29th. So what a washing machine. It's always a washing machine lately. Incredible. I found a little printout about this time. It says that it's from Archangel Michael. And really, I was putting this together at the last minute. I was thinking, oh, do I want to do the show after my weekend away? But my goodness, it's such a major time. I couldn't not talk about something. So anyway, the solar eclipse coming is, it takes place in Aries and is going to amplify our presence on Earth in a new, more refined state of coherency and purity following the passage through the energies of the lunar eclipse and the cardinal grand cross. So after the lunar eclipse, which is all about clearing out any lingering traces of incomplete or distorted emotional feelings or transactions with people. So the lunar eclipse got all the stuff out, and then the grand cross is squaring us up, and then the solar eclipse is really the new birth, the renewer, the renewal. And the renewer. Yeah, that made sense too. Gia's typing. And we must trust and recognize the individual. Yep. Part of creating community consciousness is revival of a person, especially in the downtrodden communities. Gia's always tuned in with me. It's amazing. We had all these discussions about Easter lately with friends and family. And why is Easter so popular? I asked some of my family, why does everyone fill the church on Easter and Christmas and not other days? And they said, well, it's the high holidays and the, you know, it's the death and the rebirth. So I was like, but what? We're only impressed with the birth and then the death and then the rebirth, the parlor trick, which I don't know if I really believe in the resurrection. I think that Christ was close to death and was nursed back to health and then was never seen again. So at least, you know, in the Bible, I'm sure he was seen again, but anyway, and is still here, obviously, you know, in all of our consciousness. But so why does this attract all the people to come to church, and what about all the other days? And why is Easter about the outfits and the bunnies and the chocolate instead of about helping the downtrodden and help? I mean, it really, I think that Easter should be about, should be the greatest day for, you know, the less fortunate community. It should be people lining up to get their yearly fill, if nothing else, of soup kitchens and giving clothes and anything to anybody that needs anything. So that's what I think we should work to turn Easter more into, because what's Easter really? It's Ishtar, which is pronounced Easter, and she's about fertility. That's why the bunny and the eggs. You know, I think everybody knows that at this time. It's been floating around Facebook. But anyway, it's about a celebration of life. So, the community and the individual and the self-empowerment, that's also exactly what this is about. It's great that this happens to all of us. We're all on this planet together and we're all going through these shifts. So however we can help each other to get through it and realize what we're really connected to, that's one of the greatest tools everyone's talking about and I've found really works for me, is to just remember to stay connected to your spirit. Whatever that is, how much of it you know of yourself, of that inner self, that inner love, that's the only way to do it, because the energy is so bizarre sometimes. People are talking about they're getting dizzy or stomach digestion problems, or they're having trouble sleeping, or any of these, you know, wacky things that happen to us in this physical body. And the map is to just go with the fact that there is no map. I don't want to say there is no map, but there is no map. The only thing you can do is work with the tools that you have and move with the energy forward. I find that when you try to fight it, or if you're scared of it, or you're getting confused by it, it makes it more difficult, and then it just spirals that way. You know, then you get more worried and more confused. But if you just go, okay, I'm feeling a little loo-loo-loo in the head, or you know, even if it's more than just a little loo-loo, if you're just feeling like, wow, I'm really just feeling not right, if you can just take the moment to just into it, okay, this too shall pass, and this too is exactly what I need for right now. So let's just move with it. I'm sure there's a good reason for this, and I think that's also part of what will help us with this. If we're changing our paradigm for the new Earth and living in one community, an Earth community, then, wow, what was I going to say? if we're living in an Earth community, coming together, hold on, let me take a beverage. The individual. Wow, it's right around self-empowerment. It's funny that I just said it, and maybe somebody can help me with what I was just saying. What in God's name? Whatever. I'll just talk about the self-empowerment and being able to work with ourselves. That, you know, like when things like that happen, sometimes you have a brain fart, you know? I mean, it was there and it was gone. And when we're learning these new energies, you know, it's not always going to be as smooth as possible. But what are you going to do? Well, you can do a lot of things, but the only things that I see that work is just go with it or choose something else. You know, if that thing's gone, well, oh well. So like that. So with us as individuals coming together, oh, I'm still looking for it. The body can withstand any of this attack. It's true. Yeah. I'll talk about that then. Then remembering also to heal ourselves, that we can do so much for ourselves, and to remember that we can relax ourselves and to remember our steps, the things that if you've been doing these kinds of light work for a while, you know to that words are powerful, light is powerful. So to white light any part of your body that's ailing and send it loving light. So you have the visual and you have the feeling, which is very healing. And then the words of healing, just heal and ask whatever is, every time you ask, everything hears you. So, but you can strengthen your signal by talking to anything that you talk to, or just saying it to yourself, saying it to your leg, all of these things, you know, since we're water, you know, Dr. Emoto's experiments with water, water responds to words. So using those tools that we know how to use in this very bizarre but wonderful and empowering time. So for us to step into who we are and start to learn about our own spirit and how we work with ourselves. This is great when we have to deal with things that aren't very comfortable. This is when we really see what we're made of. You know, they say the same thing about friends. Well, you can also see how well of a friend you are to yourself right now with how well you can go with this unknown energy. So, hi, Jay. So nice to see everybody. If anybody wants to call in, please do. I'm going to read a little more of this message from Archangel Michael that I found. It's funny. Like, I feel funny saying that it's from Archangel Michael, but literally I was going around looking for what to tell me a little bit more about the solar eclipse, and I found this, and it just fit in perfectly, and I feel very connected with Archangel Michael. So I'm going with that. He helped me out in a bind and was like, here's my message and share it with the people. So, all right. So it says, Cardinal Grand Cross is a bit like a second equinox. That's an Aries thing, right? You got to get your mind and your mouth to work together. How do you deal with that? Take a moment, have a beverage. All right, so the Grand Cross is like a second equinox. It will be a profoundly balancing event with regards to your multidimensionality. You are increasingly merging with streams of you from other dimensions, timelines, and frequencies. As this occurs, there is a benefit to recalibrating and harmonizing your stream, your conscious awareness and knowing in this particular human life. The intention here is to bring the fullness of all of you into the material here on Earth, and to bring the awareness of you on Earth fully into the aspects not located here. Interesting. This is to open up all the time-space matrices related to you. As you do this, you help to open up the planetary matrix more. As Earth opens up more, it is participating in opening up the universe. This universe is opening up in ways that are making further expansion possible. This expansion is opening up pathways and corridors of light between universes and beyond your universe. So now tell me we ain't all one. So everything in creation is an experience of expansion and merging and opening and reuniting. And the last bit is, your participation in the month of April is especially important. Earth aspects of the angelic realm will be focused, impulsed from an essence perspective, to arise into the greatest clarity and purity of emanation possible. Because the more purely you are present, the more you can complement and harmonize with all of creation and with everything that is unfolding, opening, and expanding on Earth. Thus, the exquisite perfection of creation expands. Our focus this month will be in sharing these experiences together and in working with you, each of you, to assist and simply love and enjoy with you this transfiguration of humanity, of life on earth, and of our continuing shared ascension into oneness. You are dearly loved, Archangel Michael. So that really, and when you listen to these different people that are all talking about this subject, everybody's basically saying the same thing right now. And that focus on the harmonizing. And the fact that the lunar eclipse got rid of, well, was there to help us cleanse out the old emotions and any kind of fears or blockages or, you know, those bad feelings, those cold pricklies. I don't know if any of you ever read that book when you were a kid, Warm Fuzzies and Cold Pricklies. And you can guess which one's which. Anyway, it's one of my favorite books. But anyway, those cold prickly feelings. So, and if you still have some lingering, I'd be interested to see what it's like to have those lingering. I mean, it must feel like a pull, right? Something that's going backwards. I think maybe that's where a lot of this dizziness happens. You know, I find that if I'm not going with the flow, that's when sometimes I can get dizzy. So, Gia Road, I have the graveyard right across the street. It gives perspective. Yeah, well, Tom's mantra was, it's about life and death. I'm talking about Tom Lesher, our favorite astrologer at Spirit Therapy. His mantra is, the eternal dance between life and death calls me to stand my ground, create, expand, and express myself, or give up and be taken down. So, and it's about the emotions, isn't it? That's really the only way to be taken down. And also when we let other people or any life thing really take it too seriously. I mean, what does the Buddha say when you really, I mean, this is not a direct quote, as you will see, but when you really get it, you'll throw your hands up in the air and laugh because it's not that serious. It's a game. And when we remember that, it makes it a lot easier. Yeah. So the emotions is really the only thing that getting stuck in other people's thoughts about things. I mean, and especially when you're with your family. I don't know if any of you felt this, you know, sometimes you have people that, you know, they mean well, but they say things and you're just like, what? And I'm a smoker. I'm sorry. That's part of my chart also. I make smoke. I'm fire, water, and air. So so he was like, oh, when are you going to stop smoking? I was like, whenever that happens, when it's time. Because everything that's been outmoded in my life has always exited in a timely manner. I may have thought that it could have happened sooner, but when you really look back, it's all in perfect time. So he said, oh, well, and I said, I'm not really worried about those things. He was talking about, oh, you pay a lot of insurance. I was like, I don't really worry about those things. He said, why not? I said, because there's no reason to. There's no reason at all. So anyway, we have a caller. This might be Jay. Let's see. Area code 780. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. Who's this?
It's Jay calling, Nicole.
Oh, good, good. I thought it was you.
No, well, thanks. Must be that power of the mind or something like that.
I can't add together numbers, but I can remember them in sequence for some reason. So tell me, how has your time been this Easter weekend and since the lunar eclipse and all of this?
Oh, when was the lunar eclipse, actually? Oh, that was actually last week, right? The
right.
Blood moon or something like that?
Yep,
oh, yeah.
14th, 15th.
Everything's been okay. I participated in the earth ceremony, yoga type of earth ceremony on Sunday, which I was gratefully invited to actually clear the space also. It was really lots of, it was really interesting actually, the moves that we were doing and the meditation that we did, so.
Wow, that must have also been really grounding.
Oh, very much grounding, yeah, especially the different asanas that you do actually for this type of, you know, celebration or this type of movement in Tantra, so it was really cool.
Wow, yeah, that reminds me, tomorrow night here on Here Be Monsters, we're doing an Earth Day ceremony, and I was going to go to dinner, but then I was like, no, I could really use the grounding, let's stand in ceremony. So any of you that are listening, thank you all for joining. Also, Sarah Quest, thank you for joining. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, we're going to do a round circle. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I got this. I looked at this ground cardinal cross. It's interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you kind of can't make this stuff up. Like, it's so perfect, and it's so – and with these planets, like, Pluto is all about, you know, the new direction. Like, Pluto and the age of Aquarius go together very nicely. And, you know, it's about pushing the limits, new ideas. And so, you know, and then we have self-empowerment and then the, you know, the establishment, all these things. So, yeah. How have your emotions, have you felt a change between, like, say, 2-3 weeks ago and around now?
Yes, I have actually for myself. When I know some events are coming up, I actually practice more of the meditation or some sort of thing to keep my sanity, if you want to call it that. Me is also getting the yoga back into it again, actually, after, you know, some sort of basically I had to get my health checked out first before I could do more. But I found it's actually more, not more grounding, but just keeping your wits about stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I find it easier to fly and float in my meditations, and the one of the greatest tools that I found is to just go with it. You know, when you don't know what's happening, you just go, well, all right, I'll just bob around and see what feels good and see what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Would you relate to that?
I did basically keep my temper, or just like I watch my temper actually. And that's
what sign are you?
I'm Aries.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That's the favorite thing about it. Now you know me now?
Yeah, well, I'm an Aries too, so I do.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah. So what is it like for you then?
I mean, working on all this spirit therapy for the last few years, I definitely got my anger in check. I guess in check is a weird, because it kind of feels like it's still, like, you know, ready to burst through a gate at any moment. More that I use it for when I go, wow, I'm really getting annoyed right now, but not in engaging too much in the anger, but I feel it. And if I don't know what's happening and I'm continually annoyed, it gets exponentially bigger and I may get into that anger. But if I can figure out why I'm getting angry, then I've learned to diffuse it. You know, that's what the spirit therapy is really all about. So, but I think everybody is. I think that's my thing. Like, I assume everybody's sort of working on their own thing the way that I work on it. And I know that's not necessarily true, but how have you dealt with yours?
For me, I had to actually understand what they were or what they are actually, not were, but actually what they are and actually work through them actually. But like I said, you know, getting back to my meditation actually solved a lot of things too, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being out in nature and things like that, just for me personally, actually. And
yeah.
I found that helped a lot, too. But, you know, actually, it's not getting, you know, a lot of, like, the people I work with that are interesting people, but they're not really, well, they're spiritual, but they're not really spiritual. It's almost like a person looking through, you know, a thick piece of glass, basically. And the thing is that I just have to keep my wits in about, because I know they're not, they're probably not there yet, you know, so I really don't care either, too, but, you know, I still have to work with them. But in my spiritual stuff, I still, you know, get to back to my yoga and getting started with that and being grounded with the earth when I do my meditations. That's what's keep me, like I said, you know, sane right now. So, but I also stay with away from a lot of media stuff and just learn about spiritual stuff or just keep current events that are really kind of important right now. So,
Nice.
Yeah.
Tuning into what really matters and not, you know, all the propaganda mumbo jumbo. And it doesn't mean that, you know, we don't send love and light to our brothers and sisters in places that are at physical war, but that's really the whole world right now. So the best we can do is just like you said, you know, to stay in your own peace and calm and balance, whatever that is and whatever level that is. And that acceptance of wherever anybody else is at with their development or what's coming out of their mouth right now, I think if you can do that, you're winning the game, really. It's to just allow other people to be whoever they are, no matter what. Then you're kind of untouchable. Tom talks about that. I think I might play that in a minute, these 4 minutes, because he talks about stepping into our power and really standing strong in who we are. So, wow, that's great, Jay. I'm so glad. It's nice to hear other people. Where are you? You're Canada, right?
Yep, I'm Canada.
Nice. So it's so cool to see that all these people from all different places and walks of life are basically... We're all doing it just like that.
That's right. All right.
So let's take a few minutes and listen to Tom Lesher, and then we'll come back and talk some more.
And we can really feel this time now. We feel kind of called. We're feeling this pressure because collectively we are at this point of the Uranus coming to square Pluto. This is the time where we need to be the strongest, where we need to stand the firmest, where we need to step into our individual truth and become our own authorities. This is the season of that Uranus-Pluto cycle, which is much greater than 1 year, yeah? This is, you know, this is a 160-year cycle that we are in this. So we are now in the process. We're in the point, yeah? It's like the summer solstice point, where the seed that was sown in the 60s now needs to break through. We need, with our consciousness, human consciousness, our planetary consciousness, we are birthing planetary consciousness. We are birthing a new paradigm. This is a time to be strong. This is this Mars in Libra with Jupiter in Cancer, Jupiter opposing Pluto, the system, the establishment, the old paradigm, the patriarchy. Mars in Libra opposing Uranus, saying that each one of us needs to stand firm and speak our truth as pleasantly as possible, and that may not always be possible because Mars is Mars, and when it you know, when it squares Jupiter, it's like really big, and when it squares Pluto, it's, you know, facing big heavy egos, and when it's opposite Uranus, it wants its own frickin' way, baby. So you see, this is what we're all facing now. It's a time, and the beautiful, powerful thing that I go into in that video on the Sabian symbols, the north node of the moon, from the middle of March to the end of May, the true node of the moon stays 75 days at 1 degree. After that, it's 5 days, 10 days, maybe 20 days in these other degrees, but it's almost, you know, stationing at the 27th degree of Libra, which is an airplane sails high in a clear sky. That's the symbol of the north node of the moon for this whole time period. The keynote or the keyword that Dane Rudyard associates with that picture is something about, you know, a transcendent consciousness that is not drawn into or affected by the pressures or the conflicts of the personal life. So part of this is, it's almost like the more that we are attached to our spirit, to our infinite, multi-lifetime, multi-dimensional, non-egoic, non-invested, non-fearful self, spirit self, the less we will be affected, drawn in by, beat up by, hurt by, wounded by, yeah, attached to outcomes or goals that's going on down here in this third dimension. So it's almost like, you know, this is a way of like, you know, squeezing that kundalini up to the higher chakras so that we're not as deeply, yeah, attacked, we could say, or, you know, defensive or overreactive or, you know, really hurt. This is, can be a real time of healing as we contact our expanded spirit self out of necessity for not getting chewed up or eaten or killed by the lower dark death forces that are very prevalent at the time of the eclipse. My old friend Buzz Myers, he's on the other side now. He passed away a long time ago, but he really looked at these eclipses as being chaotic times where the auric shield of the earth is broken and chaos enters in. There's a new chaotic element that we need to become familiar with or integrate during these time of the eclipse season. So get in touch with that alien aspect within yourself and get in touch with your genius, with your unique individuality, and express it. Which brings me to...
Well, the mantra, but I already gave you that. So, but what do you think of that, Jay?
That's very interesting.
Isn't it?
I couldn't understand some of the stuff because he was talking astrological stuff, but that's interesting.
Yeah, that North Node I thought was interesting. I mean, because the North Node, I think of it as sort of a cosmic true north. That's how I see it. And the fact that it stays 75 days in 1 degree, I was like, wow, it's so interesting. It's like our true north. I just got the visual of the Star of Bethlehem. And it's perfect timing, you know, with all the Jesus talk right now. So, but the fact that it just stays right there, 1 degree, just right? And then he says after that it goes bouncing around 5 days here, 7, 10, whatever. But, you know, the fact that we always have some sort of stabling force not to spin us out of control, always. I mean, and I see it as we're always looking out for ourselves and our God force and everything around us that's creating the universe. I think we're playing our own game, really. But we have to be really in here. Otherwise, you know, it's not as fun. So... What do you think of that? Does that make sense when I say things like that?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, just that I just find that people are right now in a subdued mode for right now. Maybe because I'm not so much paying attention to what's going on, but they're just in a subdued mode right now. I don't know why,
yeah.
But it's maybe because of the Easter holidays or something like that, but just, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a holding pattern.
Yeah, it is. It seems like that.
Mm-hmm.
For things. And then, I don't know, is something supposed to break open to get people motivated or move past beyond some point? I don't know.
Well, I think that's the solar eclipse that's coming on the 29th, because the solar eclipse
is about coming out in purity and using the energies of the lunar eclipse, that you got rid of all this stuff, and then the cardinal grand cross squaring you up, the north node also, and then the solar eclipse is the rebirth. It's the newness that comes. And then for May, you know, that's the spring, the May Day, like we're really in the spring. I think it's the second leg of spring. So I think this week, you know, my prediction would be, or helpful hint would be, that this week to take care of all the things that you're wanting to happen, all of those odds and ends that you've been itching to do them now until, you know, Tuesday when the solar eclipse comes, and then just ride that. You know, you can continue to work if you're feeling so inclined, but, you know, maybe to give like a just a nice push of putting some details into order, and then let the solar eclipse fly with it and see what happens. Because if I've noticed anything about manifestation, that letting go and allowing some time for it to come to fruition is very helpful. What are you gonna say? Yeah.
You mean sort of like it's almost like wait until wine is like matured an amount of time, a certain amount of time, right? Is that what you're saying? Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, like how lasagna is better, like the second or third day. It's like it got to know each other, everything, all the tastes have blended, you know. And then you go, wow, this is amazing. I mean, it was good in the first place, but now it's amazing. So I think like that, because I think part of the message right now is for us not to work so hard. I mean, we're such creators and we're so good at doing all these things, and we want to work so hard, and we know we can do all kinds of things, but we also have this condition of stressing out and freaking out and getting fearful, and then you have all this, you know, Babylon Matrix bullshit around you. So, you know, it's this dance, but to see it happened again. I forgot what I was saying. what was I saying, Jay?
Like about the dance of something, or
See, it's so funny. Like it's happening. I think what's happening is like we're learning to ride these new energies, like in what I just read about opening up to new dimensions of ourselves. Like I notice, at least with what I do, it's like I don't want to say I'm channeling, because I don't think I'm channeling anything but myself, but I think certain pathways open and then I'm able to ride them, and then sometimes I go, oh, wait, what's happening? And then it goes, oh. So, but I think about having the no fear to just fly forward with whatever we're doing. And, you know, I don't think any of it's going to be perfect right now, only because we're really building something. Like with whatever you're working on with your own life or what you want to create, 14 is the beginning of the creation. 2015 is when it really is going. Like you're really going to see what you've been working on since 9 or 7, and then 16, here we go, we're off and running, and then it becomes a different thing. So
I guess we'll see what happens and ride the wave, eh?
Yeah.
I think the energies actually happen so fast that we sometimes can't think properly, like as we're doing too, because I find that too. So we're so caught up in things, and all of a sudden we lose track of what we're doing sometimes.
Right.
Where was my mind? You know? So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many times I've walked from my bedroom to the kitchen, and by the time I get to the kitchen, 10,000 thoughts later, I have no idea why I'm there.
Yeah, me too, actually, too.
Right.
And it's not only me, actually, so.
Right. And I think some people, you know, like I see with my mother, who's in her 80s, she thinks she's, you know, she says, well, I'm really losing it. Well, you know, I'm not losing it, but I just lost it, you know, from here to the kitchen. So, and like you said, it's all kinds of people. So I think we can come up with excuses as to what's happening. But when we just allow what's happening and realize no matter who you are and what your situation is, we're all learning this new energy. And it's kind of like, I want to say it's kind of, what?
It's fast.
It's really fast. Well, that's good, because I was going to say it's kind of like kindergarten. You know, we all showed up. We're two-year-olds. We're like, hi, how you doing? I'm Jim. I'm Jane. And I may or may not know where I live. Probably not. I know some random spots. And what are we going to do today? <laughs> You know? But like you said,
I find that this energy is, it's almost like a bullet train. You know, the Japanese bullet train? Huh. And it's almost like our energies, our thoughts and our feelings carry on that bullet train faster and come back to us faster too, even more quicker. Even creating too, I find.
Yeah.
Even more prevalent than 2012, but this year, especially this month, has been interesting because even talking to other people who are spiritual, it says, you know, even it's happening for, they said it, you know, it's even happening for me too. It's like, it's kind of wonky, they say, the energy, so, but,
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of cool, though, because I feel like all of this energy that we were searching for, like you said, like in 2009, like, all right, things are happening, but it was like, oh, it's kind of like carrying like bricks, like brick shoes. And compared to now, it's like it's so floaty, flyy, that it's really wonderful if you go with it. Last week I was talking a little bit about like the LSD trips that they put this 1950s housewife on, and you know, she had taken that test that she was very normal in the brain, and she was trying to describe like everything that was happening, and I thought she did a great job, but it was, you know, to see that other world, it's like we're learning how to dance with it and how to express ourselves in words, you know, and not get lost just watching the picture, you know. Did you see that? Well, no, I don't see it because I'm not where you're at. Oh, well, what does it look like? Ah, well, you know. So, which I think is interesting because I think that's a new way of communicating, like, maybe to feel the feelings, because I believe we're all intuitive. I think we're all extremely psychic and we could all know everything that everyone's feeling. It's probably helpful that we don't without being balanced first. But to communicate in that way instead, you know, understanding a little more about the feeling coming from someone and less about the words.
Yes. Yes. That's so true.
Yeah. And also the silence. Like I'm learning it on the show, you know, when I talk to myself, but like allowing those moments of no thought, I think is also part of it. For some reason, I think a lot about the Dalai Lama when I have those moments, like of, you know, wow, you that if anyone was watching you with this mundane task, you know, and how confused you got, or when you're looking for something and it's right there, but it might as well not be there. And then, oh, it's right there. Like I think of the Dalai Lama and how he's, you know, and all these guys, Gandhi, they all kind of have this sort of like dazed, happy and dazed look, and they either tune into you or not, and they're here and they're there, and we all just accept it because we know that they're holy men, you know, they're in the moment. But I think to embrace that within ourselves as well, like we don't have to be this filing cabinet head and always be right there, you know, we can come in and out. Just because you go out doesn't mean you don't come back.
Cool. Well, actually, it's been great talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
Do that next time. We'll have to do that next time. See what happens with the energies coming up. We have Earth Day actually coming up too. After the 24th, I think. Do we?
Have the what coming up?
Earth Day, actually.
Earth Day. Actually, it's tomorrow. It's the 22nd.
Yeah. So we got Earth Day, and we got the cardinal cross, and we got the eclipse. Well, it'll be interesting 2 weeks, I tell you. Should be interesting to talk to you next week.
Yeah, totally. Well, thank you. Yes, so much, Jay. And it's great to have you chime in. So, yeah, we'll talk to you soon then.
Well, thanks, too. Yes, great so much. Thanks so much for letting me be part of the show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Take
so,
care.
You too. So, so in the last couple minutes, there was one other thing that I was calling my attention. Oh, yes, noticing the synchronicities. And I'm so glad that Jay called in, because just to see how we're all feeling this. And please contact me, anyone who listens to this in the archives, or if you're listening live now, on Facebook, Spirit Therapy with Nicole. Send me a private message. Even just tell me, like, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I've been feeling this. I'm very interested to hear what's going on with the community. It helps me to have a better understanding of our community, and, you know, hopefully I can give you something that's valuable to you as well. And I'm working on the website. That's one thing, you know, when I was talking about giving an extra push in this week, I'm almost done with the website, so I'm going to do my best to launch that in a week or so. It's going to be spirittherapynyc.com, and check out Daughters of Isis for wonderful tools. If you're working with the other side, as we all are, whether we're working with it, quote unquote, or just it's happening, Gwen, the blender at Daughters of Isis, makes wonderful tools. The misters are a big thing. I'm using a lot of them. You just spray them in your environment or around you, and the smell gives you a whole different perspective. So daughtersofisis.com. Call Gwen, the blender, if you have any question, big or small. She's great. So noticing the synchronicities around you. I find that this is one of the greatest things, when you notice what you're thinking about, and then you notice when what you've been thinking about happens, even the most bizarre, off the wall, you mentioned something with your roommate or your husband or wife about some random thing that somebody posted, like a koala bear coloring. And then you see one or two or different references that all come back to the same thing. When we can notice those as well as the things of, I've been thinking about this and it happened. Look, it happened just like that. And, oh, look, I wanted it to go like this and it happened. The more that we focus on those things happening, the more they'll happen. And aren't they great when they happen, when everything just falls into place? And that's the message. That's the life that we were born to live. Everything to fall into place. We're creators, and we allow it the time that it takes on this reality to have everything come together in a matter form. And we don't stress in the meantime before it gets there. And we enjoy ourselves the entire time. That's the point. So we got about 60 seconds. And yeah, and getting in touch with your alien nature. And maybe I'll listen to what I forgot about and fill you in. And I'll fill you in next week with, you know, the rest of the train of thought and see what happens. So let's play us out a little bit with a little music. I like working with the music, because music has the frequency, and that's what we're all learning to work with. How about a little True to Myself, Ziggy Marley? Have a great week. Peace and love. Love yourself. Love the world. Good night.
true to myself.
Have a great week. Peace and love, peeps.